This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Miler's Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back.
On today's coffee break, Alaska's intriguing premium rewards card. Alaska is out with a new premium card, which is conveniently named the Atmos Rewards Summit Visa Infinite Card. It just flows off your tongue. And we're going to dive into what this card is all about, what we like and dislike about it, and whether or not Nick and I are sort of buyers for this card. Are we going to get it and keep it ourselves?
Will we ascend to the summit? That is the question. So let's just go over some of the quote-unquote basics. There's a lot of basics on this card for the basic parts and pieces that you need to know about. For starters, it has a $395 annual fee, so that makes it premium. Maybe not quite ultra premium in today's really high annual fee environment, but certainly more than a typical airline credit card. The welcome bonus is pretty generous, 100,000 points and a 25K companion certificate after you spend $6,000 in the first 90 days. If you signed up for the waiting list when they offered that back in, I think, December-ish, then you get an additional 5,000 points if you apply through the link that you got in your email. So that's pretty good. The 25K companion certificate we'll talk about more later. It's a discount, essentially, on an award for a companion. So again, we'll discuss that a little bit more, but it's a pretty good deal, probably. Let's talk about point earning. It earns 3 points per dollar on Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines, of course, 3x on dining, 3x on foreign purchases. That's kind of an interesting, unique one. We'll discuss that too, I'm sure. And you could pay rent through Bilt Rewards and earn your 3x on that also, though you will pay a 3% fee if you pay your rent via Bilt on any credit card, essentially, apart from a Bilt card. And you'll earn 1x everywhere else. So those are your 3x bonus categories. Everything else is 1, and you'll earn a 10% rewards bonus and the points you earn from your purchases every year if you have a Bank of America account, an eligible Bank of America account. So I guess technically it earns like sort of 1.1 mile per dollar spent everywhere. And I guess you could look at it as 3.3 in the 3x categories if you have an eligible Bank of America checking savings account, I believe. One of the benefits is that you'll be able to share points with up to, I think it's, 10 additional people. So you can share your points. They can give you points. You can give them points. That's a nice little feature that we've seen for a long time in the Hawaiian cards, but that's new for an Alaska card. And it's, again, it's 10 additional people that you have to kind of set up your pool with. So it's not something where you can send points to anybody, but 10 people is probably enough of a pool for most folks. You won't pay the partner award booking fees. So Alaska charges $12.50 for a partner award, and that's non-refundable. But if you have this card, you won't have to pay that non-refundable partner award fee. So that'll be a nice savings for those who book a lot of awards through Alaska. It comes with an annual Global 25K Companion Award every year at account anniversary. I mentioned that a few moments ago. So that'll give you 25,000 points off of a Companion's Award fare. You can top that off and add more points if you're booking a more expensive award. If you spend $60,000 in an account year, then you'll earn an additional Companion Award that's good for up to 100,000 points off of your Companion's Award. And again, you could top that off with additional points beyond that. You'll get a 10,000 point boost towards elite status every anniversary year, including, I believe, in the year you get approved. Within a few weeks, you're said to get the 10,000 status points. That'll give you a boost towards elite status. And then you'll earn an additional 1 status point per $2 spent on the card, which is a slightly better rate than the other Alaska and Hawaiian cards. Those earn 1 status point for every $3 spent. This only requires $2 spent to earn a status point. So that'll make your path a little bit easier. When you're flying Alaska, you'll get a free checked bag for you and up to 6 other people, and most of the other things you'd probably expect with a premium airline card, things like preferred boarding, a couple of Wi-Fi passes, though Alaska's expected to eventually make that complimentary for members in general, I believe. So the interesting benefit here is a $50 instant travel delay credit If you have your if your flight is canceled or you experience a delay of 2 hours or more, you'll get a $50 instant travel delay credit where you'll be able to spend $50 at a wide range of different merchants. So think like a restaurant or a store within the airport, of course, if you need to buy something, or even I think department stores and lots of other places qualify. So if you have to go back to your hotel and you need to buy a clean set of clothes or something, this will potentially give you $50 off of that anyway. You get two lounge passes per quarter for Alaska lounges. So you visit twice per quarter and get an exclusive lounge bar program benefit where every time you visit an Alaska lounge, whether with one of those two quarterly visits or if you get access because you're flying internationally in a premium cabin or you have a membership, whatever it may be, then you'll get a complimentary signature cocktail or elevated bar offering, up to two each time you visit an Alaska lounge, whatever those mean. And then it has most of the other typical premium card benefits, like a credit for TSA PreCheck or Global Entry. It's got some rental car benefits with Avis National, Hertz, and it includes primary auto CDW, so collision damage waiver, travel protections, which is nice to see on an airline card. You have 6 hour trip delay coverage. So if your trip is delayed by 6 hours or more, you get to take advantage of that. That's pretty good. Purchase protection. Stuff that you would generally expect on a card that costs $400 a year.
All right. So a lot of good sounding stuff there. Let me talk briefly about what's not to like. First of all, the 3X categories are very interesting, especially international spend, but there's not many. So, most spend with this card outside of dining, and if you're in the US, outside of dining, you're just earning 1X for spend. So that's in today's environment with cards, that's not very good. The limited lounge visits, that's unusual for a premium card. I can't think of a premium card that an airline's premium card that doesn't offer a lot more than just two per quarter when they offer lounge visits at all. On the flip side, that might be good for those of us who don't fly Alaska that much because maybe it'll prevent overcrowding or at least limit the overcrowding. And so maybe that's a good thing. Finally, what I think is probably the biggest downside of this overall is that the biggest like automatic perk of this card is the 25,000 point companion certificate. And if you never book awards, with two people, for two people, that might be completely lost on you, the value of that certificate. So those are some negatives, but there's a lot of good here. So I'm going to cover it sort of based on who you might be. So if you're an Alaska frequent flyer, obviously you're going to like getting the standard stuff like free checked bag and priority boarding. But maybe you already have a $95 Alaska card and get those things. So maybe you don't care that much about those. But you're also getting things like the Wi-Fi passes, same day change fee waiver, and the $50 instant travel delay credit. So those are all decent perks, if not extraordinary. They're certainly decent for frequent flyers. But there's also a lot to like for those who don't fly Alaska often, but like using their rewards program. So that's, I would solidly fit in there. The ability to earn 3X for all international spend could be big for some people who spend a lot of money and time outside of the US. The ability to share points, I'm really glad to see that we'll be able to keep doing that even if the Hawaiian Airlines cards ever go away. And the Global Companion Awards, if you do often book award flights using Alaska miles, or now it's Atmos rewards points for two people, then those companion awards, are basically almost as good as the number of points that they're valued at under some, as long as you're booking awards that cost that much or more. Then finally, there's benefits too for people who might be not be Alaska frequent flyers, not even all that interested in The rewards program as far as like booking awards with the points. But for those who just want one world elite status, you've got things like the 10,000 point status boost each year, and you earn one status point per $2. And so you could spend your way to Alaska, but also one world elite status. And the reason one world is interesting is maybe you fly, for example, British Airways all the time or Japan Airlines, whatever. At certain tiers of elite status, you'll get into lounges, for example. So you might be flying economy and be able to go into the business class lounge. Or if you have a higher level of one world status, you might be flying business class and be able to get into the first class lounge, which can be really, really nice depending on where you are. So there's a lot to like for different sort of pockets of people. Okay. All right. So that's the big overview of the card, the good and the bad. Let's now turn it over. Nick, is this right for you? Are you going to get the card, and do you think you'll keep it if you do?
I would really like to have this card. So I want it, yes. And the reason is somewhat what you were just talking about the One World benefits. So I'm intrigued by the ability to spend towards One World status because I'm much more likely to fly American domestically than Alaska. Alaska doesn't serve my home airport, and American does have good service, a fair amount of service out of my local home airport. And so, as much as I don't really enjoy flying American Airlines, it does make sense sometimes. And with One World Sapphire or higher, actually with Alaska Gold, I think this is just a partnership between Alaska and American. With Alaska Gold or higher, you get main cabin extra seats at booking. And so that's intriguing to me because I know I can get some of those benefits when I'm flying on American Airlines. And so at the $60,000 spend threshold, now let me back up and say, I would not find this compelling if it meant putting spend on this card instead of opening other cards. If I had to choose, $60,000 in spend, when I'm about to talk about the big spend bonus here, is a lot of spend. And for most people, you'd be much better off directing that spend towards three or four or six or eight different welcome offers and earning lots and lots of miles and points. If you have the capacity to spend the 60,000 on this card and also whatever other cards it is that you'd like to open every year, then I think it becomes pretty interesting because you'd earn 30,000 points, 30,000 status points from that 60K spend plus the 10,000 point boost. So you'll right there be at the 40,000 you need for gold status, which is One World Sapphire. It'll get you into the business class lounges when flying One World. Of course, you get the 60,000 points for spend, even if you're only spending it 1x. And you'll get the 100K companion certificate. And that 100K companion certificate, Greg's made good points. It's a little tricky because there aren't a lot of places where you're going to spend 100K if you're looking at saver awards primarily, unless you're booking round trip. And I don't usually book round trip awards. So this would force me into looking for some more round trip opportunities. That said, being on the East Coast, there's a lot of good ways to fly to Europe. My wife's ticket could be free. We do tend to go to Europe every year. It could be free or close to it anyway, with Alaska's award chart as things stand. So I think I'd find that really valuable. So all of those things really appeal to me. I would find it very easy to use the annual 25K companion certificate and get nearly the annual fees worth out of that. So overall, I find the card pretty compelling and pretty interesting. And there was one other thing regarding the status that has already escaped me, so I can't even remember what it was that I wanted to say. But oh, no, I know. One other point I wanted to make that a reader made recently was that the 3x foreign purchases can be great for expats, people who live overseas. And that's not me. We do travel overseas a fair amount, though a lot of the overseas spend is on travel, where we could already earn 3x with other
Right,
cards.
right.
We're not spending a ton on things that we couldn't already earn 3x or better on. It's usually dining and hotels and things like that. But for somebody who lives overseas, you got groceries and whatever other expenses you can pay, though it'll depend whether or not you have the capacity to pay the bill in US dollars. A reader made the point that if you get paid in a foreign currency, it may be difficult for you to convert back to US dollars and pay your bill. And that would be true across all of the US credit cards if that's the case for you. So there's some people that'll work for and some people it won't. Personally, I'm pretty excited about it. What about you, Greg? You getting this card?
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I'm still in the process of the reconsideration calls. So I applied and was instantly denied. And after several phone calls, to Bank of America, I finally figured out that it's the darn hyphen in my last name that messed things up. So Alaska does not store my name with a hyphen. It just runs my last name all together. So instead of Davis Keene, it looks like Daviskian. And in order to get the 5K extra points, I had to apply through that email link,
Right.
which meant I had to verify my name in order to
Right.
qualify for that 5K. And so I tried my name with the hyphen, I tried it with a space. It wouldn't take it anyway, except all run together. Long way of saying, so Bank of America behind the scenes created a new profile for me, and they didn't like what they saw in that new profile.
They created a new profile for Greg
Right.
Daviskian. Okay.
So in that new profile, they knew about all my, what they could see in my credit report of all the inquiries that I've had lately and things, but they didn't know about my business that I do with Bank of America, which, I have a checking account. I've got money with Merrill Edge, and so, because I have platinum preferred honors, whatever it's called. So all of that should be taken into account. It wasn't initially. So I'm still waiting for a decision on that. But long way of saying, so I do want the card, not just for the welcome bonus. I do want it long term. Here's the way I'm thinking about it, is that the 25K companion certificate that you get each year, I see that as, I wouldn't buy it for $395, but I see it as sort of justifying the 390. Like, the card's not costing me that much because I get this 25K thing that I think I'll easily use each year, and I'll save 25,000 Alaska miles each time I use it. So that's really good. And so I feel like what I'm getting with this kind of automatically, for free-ish, given those qualifications I mentioned, are things like waived award booking fees, which means now I can more freely use Alaska miles to book, backup positioning flights or just in case flights. Like, I see an award available to wherever, but I'm not really sure I'm going to take it. I could right now, of course, book that, but knowing that I'm giving up $12.50 per passenger per direction, it'd be nice just not even to have to think about that. Preserving the ability to move points around is also, I think, a really nice to have. So anyway, so these aren't like big wins by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, I feel comfortable that I'll get at least the 395 value out of the card, that it's worth having, keeping. And the welcome bonus makes it worth getting regardless, but whether it's worth keeping, I think those things will make it worth keeping. Then a future question is, do I spend towards the 100K? Do I spend try to spend 60K a year on the card? That's a whole nother analysis. I could see doing it, but I haven't figured out yet whether that's a path that I really want to take or not.
That makes sense. And I think the thing that is probably at the heart of what both of us have felt about this card but haven't yet said is that I think we both appreciate that this is not a coupon book full of things that you need to track and follow. That
Right.
125K certificate will be relatively easy for both of us to put to use each year. And then we don't really have to worry about too much more else, right? Because we're going to feel like we've gotten most of the value back. And then,
Right.
a few backup flights where we don't have to lose that $12.50. And this thing will pretty easily pay for itself without a lot of effort. And I think that's what makes this card special amongst premium cards today.
Totally agree.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
Hi, I'm David Brody, co-host of the Travel in 10 podcast. Together, myself and my co-host, Tim Johnson, have traveled to over 150 countries around the world and all seven continents. Now we're sharing our favorite places, some of our best tips and experiences from all around the world in just 10 minutes on Travel in 10. Join us at voyescape.com.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Fromers Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.